techno.
Hardcore. Hardstyle.
You are listening to
Hardcat Hip.
Hi Diesel, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
How was your trip? Are you happy to be here with us?
Absolutely. Coming from Scotland a couple of days ago, and very different temperature difference, and especially weather conditions, it is fucking hot here. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice to be here. It's my first time in France, coming all the way from Australia. It's really different, and I'm really enjoying it so far, yeah.
So have you been in many places? Can you tell us about your musical background? How did you start making music? How did you discover hard music?
Okay, there's a lot of questions there. So firstly, where I've been so far, on this trip in the last 6 weeks, I've been to Germany, Croatia, England, Scotland, France, Holland, anywhere else? Belgium, yeah. So yeah, I've been all these places in the last few weeks, and it's been pretty intense, but it's really fun. Just exploring all these places from making shitty beats in my bedroom. How I got into this music, I guess I'd always had like a bit of a sense of not talent, because there's no talent, but but I always have like very musical interest. I'd always like music was always a big part of my life, and I think year 12. In high school back in Australia, I really got more into music due to making our compositions. So that was one of our tasks, to complete our HSC. So me and Nick were in music together. We went to high school together, and we both did like the Dark Knight theme from like Batman, but like different, like our own different take on it. So I guess once I finished doing that, I think I got my highest mark in music. So then I started to delve more into the musical life, and try to do I did a masterclass on Ableton Live School, which is basically a masterclass in a production software. And from then I just kind of built more and more into the hard dance scene, and got more into different sorts of music, and the passion grew to a certain level to pretty much to where I am now. So yeah. I guess that could be my musical background, I guess you say.
You began your career in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the track or the event that made you go international? You made so many countries so far.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reason behind being famous, or the track behind being famous?
Definitely wouldn't say I'm famous, but I guess my most recent track, my Scars remix of Encrypta. That's probably been like one of my biggest tracks to date, because he's such a influence on me. It's been really, really awesome to work on that track and to release something that I really feel like is perfect to me. There wasn't really an event or wasn't really a track that made me like go international. It's more of like a build up of many tracks and many times of playing. It's been a long time coming, I feel like. But I really appreciate every chance I get, and every time. It's even being here in France, just for making music that, you know, couldn't even, if you can call it music. I just really like, it's incredible to be here. It's nuts, because, you know, we just start from making music in our room, and to travel so far, and for us to travel with the music, it's unreal.
And we also talked to you about your cyberpunk universe.
Mm-hmm.
With all the magic stuff, the SKR, Hackerman type. We want to know, what are your different references you use?
Well, I watched a lot of anime growing up. I've always watched like things like Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, you know, the basic stuff. And we both really love like Akira. It's one of the animes. We just love the whole cyberpunk aesthetic. It's really it's hard to describe, really, but it just feels kind of like, how would you say, like ethereal, I would say. Maybe it's just like how the world could just be like so different even if it, like, just a few things were different, like, were changed in our timeline, I guess. But it just feels like our style is really kind of built around that kind of, like, neo-Tokyo kind of, like, really neon kind of color scheme, I guess. It's hard to really describe what I really think it is, because it's not really, like, a thing. It's more of a concept or a theme, you know? So I hope that answers the question, kind of.
Sure. In future release, we might expect under Gearbox Digital, any other featuring?
Any other future ink?
Any featuring, yes.
Featuring. Yeah, well, I have a whole bunch of tracks and whole like lots of new collabs coming out. We have lots of events coming up. We go home in about 2 weeks to Australia, then we come back to hopefully live here permanently in Holland. Our plan is to move into Utrecht, but it's visas and everything. It's a fucking nightmare trying to deal with everything, especially because it's so far away. It's quite literally on the other side of the world. So, but our plan is to move in October, and we have a crazy amount of events booked already. I can't say too much about everything, but yeah, there's lots of things planned for the future with Gearbox, especially. We just came from. You good? From Scotland with our label manager, and he informed us on some really cool events and things, and lots of cool stuff coming up. So the future is looking pretty cool.
And like Andres, you will play in the Dreamfest Fest in Mexico, mm-hmm. but with the DJ French DJ So Juice.
Yep.
So how different is Australian roastale from French roastale?
It's pretty significantly different, I'd say. I hate to say it, but Australia just doesn't, like, I love Australia and love the crowd, but it just definitely hits a bit different over here, because I think there's a lot more sense of passion, and like they just know it. They're a bit more free here because of, for one, like the laws and how far they can travel. So in Australia, it's very big. And over in Europe, you can travel 2 hours by plane and you can get to a completely different culture, completely different lifestyle. It's very different from how Australia is. So the difference in the raw scene is quite drastic, just because of those, like, small elements. You're getting so many different cultures and different, like, places and different people, and there's so many different languages, and it's different in that kind of way. I've known Sojuice for quite a while, and he's from Lyon. If I say that correctly, Leon, from France, and we've been friends for a long time. So to be going back to back with him in a completely different culture, different country, it's pretty cool. But I can imagine that the scene would be very different over there as well as the same to even here. Yeah. Every country has their own different feel to it.
Okay, so next question, you kind of already answer it.
All right.
But we would love actually to mm-hmm. Have the specific actually answer to that.
Mm-hmm.
With all the hard music events going here in Europe, would you consider moving here?
Oh yes, of course. Yeah, it's fucking sick. I love it. The people, the vibes, like, I love how many cultures you can, like, experience, how different people can be just by traveling a few thousand kilometers. If you travel a few thousand kilometers in Australia, you just get the same people, but just a bit more tan, pretty much. But yeah, definitely our plan is to move here permanently, but things are hard behind the scenes politically, not politically, I guess, like, with visas and stuff, you know.
Okay. And last week you were at the Drop Zone in Croatia,
mm-hmm.
on the What the Gays Party boat. How would you describe this experience?
Intense. It was an intense couple of days. So pretty much we played in Belgium for the So Wabi Festival, and like the morning afterwards we had to go straight to the airport from Belgian airport to Zadar. From Zadar to Novalgia, and then I had to catch a speedboat to get onto the boat. Played, came back, my phone was water damaged, of course. And I was like really annoyed, so I just went back to sleep. And then in the morning, we go straight up, start drinking, and we play pool party. I'm like, it's an intense couple of days, just with all the vibes and the sun. It's fucking hot. Yeah, I'm fucking sweating right now. Look at this. Yeah, it was a really fun experience, just meeting so many people you wouldn't really get the chance to meet. As always, as you know, just being in Australia, you never see anybody because you're so isolated. All these people that you've known for so long over the internet, and then being able to get a chance to talk to them is really liberating. But yeah, it was a really fun experience. Definitely would like to go again.
And so what is your best experience so far during your European tour?
The best experience of a European tour? Honestly, Toulouse is pretty cool. Like yesterday was really fun, just experiencing like the scene, going into the bridge. We went on the Ferris wheel, and it's just like the vibes is like the scenery, the architecture is really nice. Yeah, lots of that. Yeah, for sure. Hard to describe a certain single point of memorabilia because it's just so much that's happening. It's hard to take it all in. Like, it's insane that we've been to like 7 countries in 6 weeks when we've lived an entire life in one.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I think Toulouse is looking pretty cool. I'm excited to play in a couple hours.
And so, any other events or festival you are expecting the most?
Like, after Toulouse? I'm anticipating.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I play in Munich for my first time in about 2 weeks. So my first time playing in Germany, and my biggest fan base is in Germany. So I'm really excited to see what happens with that. I think it's not really a secret, but the Gearbox Twin Turbo party in December is going to look pretty fucking cool. There's lots of amazing acts and amazing people on the lineup, so I'm really excited for that. There's just a lot of stuff happening, and it's kind of hard to keep up with so much that's going on, but I think that's probably my one. Oh, Dreamfields. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe Dreamfields, I guess. First time in America, well, not America, but Mexico, in that part of the world. It's really exciting.
And talking about you, besides hard music, what are your hobbies?
Hobbies? I was mostly like, I really like watching movies. I really like listening to new music. I'm always like a big fan of art, whichever form it comes in, whether it's like paintings or music or movies or even games, you know. I always really like so many aspects that can come into games. So my favorite game of all time is The Last of Us. I don't know if you've heard of it, but I studied it for my U12. It's called a Viva Voce. I don't know if that translates anything to here, but it's basically you kind of like pick a certain subject for to analyze and give a somewhat of a lecture about it. And mine was how the music can affect not only the character in the game, but with the listener. So there's, I would say my main hobby would be like art, I guess, if that doesn't sound too cheesy.
Too general, but no.
Yeah.
But not actually, I see what you mean. And so far, what is your best party memory?
My best party memory? Jeez, that is a tough one. Maybe ESI about 3 years ago, perhaps. I came back from Europe and I was playing right before Regain, and the crowd was just like electric for some reason. Everyone just, every drop I'd play, I was like, oh, what the fuck? And then afterwards, like, so many people came up to me and they could tell me how good the set was. I had just really good vibes, I guess. There's just so many unbelievable moments that I've had just being in this scene. Quite possibly Croatia was really fun, like, as well. Maybe tonight will be my best one ever. Who knows? You know? Let's hope so. But we'll see. So many amazing memories. I hope I'm not sweating too much.
And to finish the interview, can you tell us what your song you like as a guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure song?
Yes.
Or just guilty pleasure?
No, song. And guilty pleasure if you want.
Can I get my phone out? I have no idea. There's just a lot of like songs come to my memory, but they're not the right ones. Let me get my phone out. I'm so sorry. I have no idea. There's like over like 6 million songs in my head.
Or maybe an artist.
An artist. Ander X. No.
He's not listening to us.
Yeah, fuck him. Who cares? It's not really a guilty pleasure song because there's just so many songs that go in and out. Maybe Ferrari by James Hype. I don't know. That's a bit of a guilty pleasure. As soon as I put it on, everyone's like, oh, it's just too catchy for them. But I'm just like, dun-dun-dun. I don't know. I guess that would be my guilty pleasure song if there was one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
No worries. Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. And we hope you enjoy the night.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night. Yeah. We'll be right back.
control scheme. resistance. Serenity.